Welcome to our theme week here on Bible Way Media as we look at our favorite Bible verses. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to theme week here on Bible Way Media. This is Don Boyd with the Blue Springs Church Christ. Our theme this week is our favorite scriptures, and one of my favorite scriptures is found as we are reading through the genealogies that are found in the book of 1 Chronicles. When we come to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, we notice there in verse 1 that we're talking about the sons of Judah, who was one of the sons of Jacob. And we come down to verse 9, and we're introduced to a man by the name of Jabez. Verses 9 and 10 read like this: "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Now, these two verses are all we know about Jabez in the Bible. Now, there is a city called Jabez, but this is the only place that we find this individual by the name of Jabez. But we see several things about him here. First of all, in verse 9, he said he was more honorable than his brethren. Now, I don't know who his brethren were, but I do know that God thought so much about Jabez that through the inspiration of the Bible here, he said that he was more honorable than his brethren. You know, what greater thing could be said about us that we were more honorable than those who of our brethren? And that would be, of course, being faithful to God in that. But we also notice, secondly, that his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." And that's what the name Jabez means, is sorrowful. Now, we don't know what happened in his mother's life that caused her to have this sorrow at the birth of Jabez. We don't know whether it was something that tragic that happened, a death of someone, or if it was the pain that she had to endure going through, maybe a hard labor or whatever it may be. But the man's name is sorrowful. But we notice about him there in verse 10, Jabez called on the God of Israel. You know, this verse is called the Prayer of Jabez. We notice from this verse several things about this individual. He called on the God of Israel. That means that he trusted God. He was willing to lay the problems of his life upon God. And we should be doing that as well in our lives. We go over to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, or chapter 4. And we read there, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. "Be careful for nothing." In other words, don't worry about anything. Don't be anxious. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Well, this Old Testament character by the name of Jabez, he trusted God. And he gave his, or made his, request unto God. And this is the request: "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." So blessings from God. We have many blessings from God every day. We have the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the beautiful sunshine, the rain, things such as that. But Jabez wanted to be blessed by God in this life. And he says, "And enlarge my coast." That would be his border, his property. Whatever he had there, he was praying that God would enlarge that for him. And thirdly, we see, "and that thine hand might be with me." In the things that Jabez was doing, he wanted God to be with him. You know, we go over to the book of James chapter 5. Not James chapter 4, excuse me. James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. And then verse 15. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And here we have Jabez requesting that God would be with him in the things that he was trying to do upon this earth. Whether that be his crops that he was trying to raise, whether that be his family that he was trying to raise in the nurture and admonition of God there. Whatever it was there, Jabez wanted God to be with him in this life. And we need to have that same type of prayer. And he says, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Now, again, we don't know whether he had enemies that were out there trying to get him or whether he was just asking God to keep evil away from him or whether he was praying to God to help him stay, that being Jabez, stay away from doing evil. But he wanted God to be with him in keeping him from evil. And he says that it may not grieve me. You know, whether that is someone who is persecuting us or whatever it may be, that's going to grieve us. But if we have sin in our lives, that should grieve us as well. And Jabez wanted to stay away from those evils so that it did not grieve him. And we'll notice the last sentence there in verse 10 says, and God granted him that which he requested. God granted him that. You know what that means? That means that Jabez was a man of God. We go to 1 John chapter 5, look at verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And verse 15, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So God granted Jabez his request. That means that Jabez followed God. Jabez obeyed God. If we want our prayers to be answered, and again, according to his will, and apparently what Jabez asked here was according to God's will, then those requests will be granted. So we just need to look at our lives and look at this man by the name of Jabez. What an amazing individual he is, even though we only have two verses about him in the entire inspired Word of God. So what a man Jabez was, and may we all strive to be like him.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also would like to encourage you to visit the Online Academy of Biblical Studies, that's OABS.org, and consider enrolling in one of their classes in the fall or spring semesters. As always, we thank you for listening.